Welcome to today's episode. Do you find that you get to the end of the week and realize all the things you wanted to do for yourself are still on the to-do list? Do you sometimes get annoyed at the demands placed on you without any consideration of your needs? Or do you wish everyone could just sort things out with needing to get you involved or dragging you into things that are just not a priority? This week we discuss why it's important to prioritize you and simple ways to do this daily. We walk through how you can put things in place to prevent the interruptions, to counter the need to feel responsible for everything and everyone, and importantly, how to get your own needs met as a top priority, all while trying to run your own business. Get yourself comfy as we dive into today's quick win. Let's do it. Are you ready to work less, stress less, and make more money? I bet you're tired of working really hard, putting in crazy hours, and still not getting the results you know you deserve. How about we swap constant overwhelm for ease and grace and take your business to the next level? Imagine having absolute certainty with every decision you make. There's a way you can achieve it all without losing yourself. I'm Deb Field, quick win coach, business boss, and keep it simple CEO. I've been successfully taking small, medium, and large businesses to the next level for decades. Want to learn how? Go grab your favorite cuppa. I'm about to share powerful quick wins you can apply today. Let's create business magic with your heart at the center of everything you do. If you feel like you just can't get balance in your life, you're not alone. A study at the British Columbia University by Louise Chivers revealed the difficulties women in business face to achieve balance and have their needs met. She discovered that most women believe balance is only able to be accomplished when they feel their business is successful. Either it's been running for some time, has achieved a certain level of financial success, or it's validated by others as successful. This self-limiting belief has women prioritize their business over themselves. She also discovered women in business often put their family and other people's needs above their own. Now, this is no surprise, right? This drive to be all things to business and family results in exhaustion, a sense of overwhelm, a feeling of never doing anything well enough, and often results in illness, anxiety, or depression. Okay, put your hands up if you have any one of these t-shirts. You can't see, but both my hands are way up here. How the heck are we going to be able to get balance if we put our business and everyone else's needs before our own? This is a train wreck waiting to happen, and it's simply not sustainable. Ideally, we need all areas of our life to receive the time and energy needed to be sustainable, but not at the expense of ourselves. To achieve this, let's ensure our needs are met as a priority. Because when we operate from a place of well-being, we are in a better state of mind and we can perform better in business and life. We become better partners, better parents, a better friend, and a better business leader. I can certainly relate to this. Many years ago, I was working 12-hour days, coming home to be a mother and wife, finding time for housework, looking after the property, and also trying to maintain a social life. Unfortunately, every moment I had, I was putting into my business. In fact, most of my friends were from my business. I was fried. I decided to take 5 days away from everything to do nothing. I needed it. I felt like I was going to crash. In fact, I may have. While away, it dawned on me. I never prioritized myself and my needs. I had run myself into the ground. Putting everyone and everything first caused me to feel resentful, unsupported, and trapped. I was not the best partner. I was dropping the ball in all my duties as a parent and a friend. It was horrible. All of this burnout meant that I was operating at a fraction of my capability in all areas of my life. Talk about a reality check. So I started looking for ways to get the balance right. I hit the internet and found some great ideas that would work for me. I returned home after 5 days and put in place simple strategies to prevent this ever happening again. I hope some, if not all of these strategies, help you live a life of balance and joy. Here's what I did. 1. I acknowledged that I was responsible for my life being out of balance. It was so easy to blame others, the market, life, family, etc., for the issues I was facing. But in reality, it was me. I was not making any time for my needs. I was not delegating things to others, and I was believing everything was up to me. 2, I made it a conscious choice to bring my life into balance. I committed to it. Firstly, I openly made this choice and shared it with my partner and my family. I also had to be diligent because old beliefs and ways of working are habitual. I had to make a decision to break my own habits. These meant I needed to ensure that balance was at the forefront of my mind on a daily basis. Now, here's 3. I now communicate my needs with others. I let my husband know what I need and I delegate to others. In fact, episode 2 has some great ideas on how to make this work. Go have a listen. I create interruption boundaries so my team and my family know when I'm unavailable. This lets me focus and prevents me having to switch between different activities and thought processes. Episode 1 talks about this and the cost of context switching. It's huge. Communicating provides context and is respectful to others. I've noticed this has taken a lot of angst out of my relationships. 4, I frequently set up a reward for effort system. This is kind of like a game I play with myself. For example, I might have a heavy deadline and so I need to focus on work activities. This happens, life happens, business happens. However, I promise myself a self-care ritual once I get things done. These don't need to be big and hairy rituals. They can be a 5-minute walk to grab a coffee, a swim at the beach, an outing with the family, time on the internet searching for something, a bath, time at the gym, a pedicure, or just relaxing time on the lounge with my daughter. Basically, I give myself a reward and something to look forward to. I love this. It works really well for me. 5. I give myself 100% to what I'm doing. I'm mindful to not think about other things or feel guilty during my focus time. In the past, I would feel guilty if I was doing housework that I wasn't spending time with my daughter. And I'd feel guilty when with my daughter that I wasn't spending time on my business. It was such a silly cycle and it kept me in a state of guilt and resentment. Instead, I put rewards in place for my focus time and I put my mind completely on what I'm doing. I also stay alert to the old self-talk telling me I'm bad for doing what I'm doing or that I should be doing something else. This is sneaky stuff and it comes in without you even noticing, so stay alert. Which comes to my next point. 6, I practice being present. This is not easy, but it's definitely a lifesaver for me. Whatever I'm doing or not doing, I stay completely present to it. This takes practice, but these days I find it really easy and pretty much keeps away all of my old self-talk and guilt. Eckhart Tolle is a great teacher of this philosophy. I love his work and I listen to his audiobooks regularly, especially if I've sort of fall off the rails a little bit. Staying present is probably the most important skill set I've learned in the last 10 years. I recommend you foster and grow this capability. Overall, these 6 strategies have enabled me to bring life towards balance and have supported me in keeping this an ongoing practice. At the end of the day, life happens. Things come up and things get messy. That's the beauty of life. So how we respond to the messy is up to us. Let's use all the tricks we have to put in place to ensure your needs are met as equally as your business and your family needs. Because without you, there is no business and there may not be a family. So to recap, 1, acknowledge you are responsible for your life being out of balance. 2, make a conscious choice and commitment to bring your life back into balance. 3, communicate your needs to others. 4, implement a reward for effort system. Love that. 5, give yourself 100% to what you're doing. And 6, practice being present. So achieving balance is an ongoing journey. Life happens and that's okay. Our role in business and life is to do whatever we can to ensure our world is sustainable. Over time, you'll find you'll become more adept at bringing your various elements of life into balance. It does take practice, but it's definitely worth it. Now, don't be fooled into thinking that putting these things in place is all you need to do to achieve sunshine and lollipops. Life isn't like that. It will take ongoing commitment to yourself and others to stay in balance. It's hard, but life out of balance is harder. You've got this. I hope these strategies help you towards balance and bring you greater joy in life and in business so you can stress less, work less, and spend more time with those you love. All the best. Have a great day. I hope you loved today's episode and it provides value to you and your business. There are two quick things you can do to pay it forward. One, share this episode with other women you know and love. And two, take 30 seconds to leave a review on Apple Podcast. This will enable more women in business to receive this valuable information. Let's share the love. Finally, go to quickwinsforbusiness.com, get your free business checklist, and join our private Facebook community, where I'll be sharing additional quick win tools. Let's work together. Join me here next week with another exciting episode sharing more quick wins for your business. Have a great day.